Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, what is it, Julie?
Gateway's got it.
Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the shop, click, drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home. And who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as uno, dos, tres. Uno, select your vehicle. Dos, create your offer. Trace, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade.
Thank you, Gateway. And now on to our other presenting sponsor, Golden Chick. Golden Chick going back to their community-focused roots with the return of their local school charity initiative. If you haven't gone yet to get you some churros, why don't you go do that? Golden Chick is targeting individual schools near Golden Chick restaurants. They're supporting over 230 schools within this system-wide give-back initiative. They're going to give 50 cents from every order of off their new churro menu back to the local schools near that specific Golden Chick. And this is going to be going on now all the way through December 29th. And of course, they still have all of those menu items that you've come to know and love, but they do have one more new one as well. It's the new lemon pepper wings, and those are accompanying the spicy menu mainstay, those wicked wings. So all kinds of delicious options for you at Golden Chick, and there's probably one near you. There's probably one near the place where your son or daughter just played football or basketball. And for me, I like it as a little mom hack to cruise through that Golden Chick right after they play sports so they don't get hangry, and there's something for everybody. Plus, you can get a churro and give back to your community. Thank you so much for your support of the Mom Game, Golden Chick.
Yay! And we saw Golden Chick at the fair.
We did.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Welcome to episode 241 of The Mom Game. Welcome into the Coppola Studios. This is starting to feel like home.
It is. Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. It's not that when you walk in and you're like, oh, you get a little bit jarred because it's not what you're used to. I'm starting to feel nice and calm.
You know what everything is. Do you want... I also know where the wine is. Do you want some wine? Yeah. Coppola?
Let's get us some Coppola going. I mean, we've made it to Tuesday.
We forgot to plug the fridge back in.
Oh, so it's not cold.
It's not freezing. It's not terrible.
Do we have anything else? No, that's cold. And okay, this is going to be a... This is going to be a thing. We got to keep our fridge plugged in.
That was on me. We unplug it because it can be kind of loud. Mm. And so we unplug it when we tape, but we forgot to plug it back in last week. But it still feels, it's not like it's hot.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good little fridge.
Because you told me that like once you open Prosecco, you kind of have to drink it all.
Yeah. I mean, we'll share. I think we need to be drinking a whole bottle between the two of us.
Yeah. I didn't really realize that. I guess Prosecco loses its bubbles.
Like anything with bubbles. It's like leaving a soda open.
Yeah.
You can't, you know?
You don't put a soda back in the fridge if you have like a half soda?
I don't drink sodas.
Or, okay, or like anything in a can, soda-ish? No?
Topo?
Like a topo or a sparkling water?
No. You finish it.
But what if you don't?
You throw it away.
Oh, and you just waste it.
You put it back.
Yeah.
Finish the topo. Small.
Sometimes I run out of time.
Just chugging.
Or like my kids will open my Zevia's. The Zevia is my go-to. I've told you that. It's just like a fake soda. They should. Well, it's like a fake soda.
I tried an Izzy the other day.
Yeah.
It was good. Like sparkling apple juice.
Oh, interesting. There's so many sparkling things.
Stuffs. Yes.
So many sparkling stuffs. Yes. Okay. I'm going to keep talking. Emily's opened a bottle of Prosecco. And things are going to probably get a little fun. We have a lot to catch up on here on the Mom Game today. You might have seen.
You have a lot to catch
last week. We went to the fair. We had so much fun. Emily had a minor anxiety attack.
Okay, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think we should.
So there was so much to take from the fair. Our sweet friend Victoria Elliott, who is
right here, is always with us.
Local office of Geico. So I took my kids and they each took a friend to the fair a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember it being so crowded. There was a lot of bees in that hive, and that stuff like that overwhelms me.
Yeah.
And then I found out as I was listening to our friend and has Donovan's been on our podcast.
Yeah.
Donovan Lewis on The Ticket. I was listening to him and he was commenting that they were going out that same day.
Oh,
because he and his wife Twiggy are big fair people.
Yeah. And his mom.
Huge. Yes. Yeah. And he said that they ended up turning around and coming back because
really?
It was so packed to just get in that Tuesday. It was so weird.
Huh.
So anyway, there was
Tuesday's half off rides. I realized that after the fact. Oh, yeah.
You tell me.
So,
I was like,
I think that's why it was, there were a lot.
And we went before it cooled down at all. It was hot AF.
But yeah,
we survived. And I just didn't realize how much of a fair person you are.
Yeah.
Like, you bought a fucking mattress at the fair.
Uh-huh. Not that
day. You were like, I want to take you shopping. They've got really good sheets here. And I'm like, this is a fucking fair. Like, what are you doing? You're like, I bought a mattress. I was like, oh my God.
You couldn't comprehend everything I was saying at that point in time.
You bought a mattress at the State Fair of Texas.
Last night was my first sleep on it. It was freaking amazing.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. So, I can't believe how different we are.
So yeah, there's always a big giant mattress set up at the fair. And
did y'all go like lay on it?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. The experience was a little bit.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine.
It was a little bit. Yeah. It was a little bit scarring. But yeah, it was not when I went with you, although that would have been great if I took you mattress shopping.
Oh, my. The patient.
There was at least a lot of open space in there with not a lot of people.
Okay.
It's kind of a good fair hack.
Okay.
And they have
a shop for a mattress.
And they have massage chairs in the middle of the mattress store.
Okay.
And it's only like 18 and up, so kids can't just like sit there in the massage chairs.
18 and up for the massage chair or for the mattress store?
For the massage chair.
Okay.
So it was Mattress Firm that has a big place there because they're the official mattress of the fair because the fair's got to sell
obviously
everything.
Yeah.
We could be the official podcast of the fair maybe next year.
Okay.
Yeah, we could fair it up every day, all day, every day. I could put us up on a stage.
Please don't. Please.
Or maybe we could be in the mattress store podcasting.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Holler, Mattress Firm.
Yeah, seriously. I know.
There's loyal customer
no
right here.
Sponsorship involved. I wish there was because mattresses are friggin' expensive.
Oh my gosh, they are.
They're so expensive. So it was when I was with my family and the kids and my mom. And we went on a Tuesday. I want to say we went on like the Tuesday prior or something. But it was Sunday because another one of our fair hacks is to go during a Cowboy game. Because everybody's watching the Cowboys game. Sure. And there's also TVs everywhere, so you can kind of keep up with it. And I think the Cowboys were getting destroyed that day by the Lions, so no one really cared, or we didn't care anyways about missing that game. But Kelly and I have been talking about getting a mattress. And like one of the challenges of my family in its current state and getting things done is like not aligning on timing and when to like go do X, Y, or Z because things are just so all over the place. And then we don't even schedule like, you know, so okay, Saturday at 3, like let's go mattress shopping. Like it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So if it's something like that where you have to go and then you have the kids. So we were at the fair with my mom, childcare.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, there's a mattress store. We need a mattress. And we had decided that like it was going to be a purchase that we were going to make and we didn't know when. And so it was like perfect timing.
I bet that sales dude or
oh
woman was so
like,
effing
foaming at the mouth
when you walked through those doors.
Like, well, and we were a very easy sell.
Like, here I am, ready to buy a mattress. Which one should I get?
That was us. Oh, like, my God. We were the dream customer.
Yeah, because you're like, I'm not leaving the state fair without a fucking mattress. Like,
well, we actually tried, but they cling on to you.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so funny because, so my mom had
chum in the water.
Oh, yes. So my mom had them in the mattress place. And I was like, Mom, just take them out, you know, wherever. Because she was kind of like, this is my one fair day and y'all are taking me to freaking Mattress Firm to like watch your kids. And I was like, take them, go get ice cream, go do whatever. But the kids were like, no, we want to stay here. And they were like jumping on all the mattresses.
It's so fun at the mattress store at the fair.
They were having so much fun. And so my mom's like, I can't get them out. Okay. So some of these mattresses, the one that we laid on first, because my mom was like, well, they have a whatever it's
Tempur-Pedic.
Yes, a Tempur-Pedic. She was like, oh, we love our Tempur-Pedic. So then, so you think guys are already excited. Then we're like, can we see the Tempur-Pedics? And he's like, yeah. I'm going to take you all over here.
Like $20,000.
Yes. So we lay on this one. We're like, oh, this is nice. And, you know, they don't talk about price until you like lay on them all and they sell you on like the fanciest one. And they're like,
they show you the inside of the mattress and the coils and the lack of coils. I just want to like,
do you sleep hot or do you sleep cool?
I don't need technology. How do you sleep? My mattress.
Like, and I'm like, well, come to think of it, I'm a very hot sleeper. What do you have for me? And so he just keeps on like feasting, you know. And
this
so we're
sounds like the worst experience of my life, honestly. Like this sounds terrible. I love you, but I would never do that. My patience is already shot off just with this story. Like the idea of being there with you makes me really kind of start to get hyped.
Oh,
I mean, love
you. Why do you love my company that much? No,
not good. Oh my gosh, this sounds... Go, get to the story. Let's go. Let's go with the mattress.
So we're laying on this mattress and then I'm like, okay, I'm like, how much does this one cost? This one's great. This one's lovely. I'm a hot sleeper. Yes, this will take care of my sleeping problems. I also have had back problems for a while. So I'm like, this purchase makes sense. And he's like, $15,000.
Stop it.
So we're like, okay, well, let's... What do you have that's like not all like this, but like still, you know, we worked our way back up, not a Tempur-Pedic, but apparently there's like every brand has a Tempur-Pedic like topper thing now. They all have copied Tempur-Pedic or whatever, but they try to sell you on that one first. So anyway, so Ryder, poor Ryder, he gets nosebleeds.
Oh my God.
And so, you know, I was just like nervous that they were going to mess up one of these mattresses somehow and they're $15,000 mattresses. And then all of a sudden Ryder's like, Mom, my nose is bleeding.
Oh my God.
And he has it like all over his hands. My mom's trying to get paper towels.
So much anxiety.
Kleenexes
right
to help him with his nose. At one point, I swear, like he had a little bit. Because he'd, you know, been trying to get it off of his face. And then he like walked by the $15,000 mattress and kind of whacked it. And I was like, ah! So I looked over and I like looked at Kelly. I was like, no, we have to buy a mattress. I think he got nose blood on it.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So anyway, one thing led to another. My mom finally got the kids out of there to go get ice cream. And then Kelly went with them. So he left me all alone with this guy who's already got his hooks in us. And he literally wouldn't let me leave. Like, I'm like, okay, well, I'm coming back Tuesday with my...
Oh, like, God. Praise that man for keeping his hooks in you.
It's like, I'm coming back Tuesday with my friend for work. He's like, everybody says they're coming back. Nobody comes back. I was like, no, but I'm really, it's in my calendar. I'm coming back
poor
Tuesday.
Guy. Scarred.
And then he's like, telling
me. I've been told so many times that people are coming back.
Oh, he was saying that. He was like, you're not going to come back. I was like, no, I'm really coming back. So, like, we just want to go
like
research.
A relationship. You're in a relationship.
It was
with
so intense.
Salesman.
And then they start knocking the price off, though.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, and apparently at the fair, it's corporate pricing because it's a corporate event. So you start off at like a better price. And then he just kept knocking the price down because I was trying to leave. So we got ourselves like a pretty good deal.
And it's like, how low can you go?
Yes. Yes.
It's okay, that's kind of interesting.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we got a really nice mattress. We ended up buying way nicer and spent way more money than we probably should have, but we were, I don't know, all
did
of those
things
had happened.
They give you this spiel about how you spend 90% of your life in bed or some shit like that, and you're like, well, now that I think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I guess
right.
I do. Like half my life I'm laying here.
Yeah.
So we ended up like putting a deposit down that day and then getting... we went and did our, like, you know, due diligence. We're like, okay, this is a really good deal, great mattress, blah, blah, blah. Thought about it and then called and pulled the trigger.
Okay.
And I slept on it last night.
And it was awesome.
It was amazing. It's one of those ones that, like, you can put your feet up, you can put your head up.
Oh, fancy.
It is fancy. I told Kelly, I was like, this is like a major old people purchase.
So can I tell you my mattress story?
Sure.
So when we built our new house, Mike was like, we really want a new bed, whatever. And I was like, okay, we're going to move our bed that was in our old house into the guest bedroom in the new house, and then we get a whole new bed. This is gonna be awesome. So I don't care. I could sleep on this table, honestly.
Really?
I can sleep.
Yeah.
When the time is, if I'm tired.
Yeah.
And so I mean the surface doesn't matter to me. So I'm like, okay. So I was like, honey, you this is all you, like, you. And he's got, I mean, every fucking mattress in that place we laid on. I'm like, this is great. This one's great. What are we thinking about? This one's great too. And this one is equally as great. Like, can we just pick a fucking mattress and get out of here? So after such deliberation, he picks the mattress. And then we move into the house. And for probably 2 months, he bitched said mattress. And
I was like,
I just want the old mattress back on me. And I'm like, you realize our guest bed is made really nicely, and we're not switching mattresses until someone comes and stays at this house, gets the sheets dirty, and then I have to wash them. Then we can do it. I am not going through this whole operation of redoing the whole bed.
Right.
Which also is a
beds are a bitch.
That's a character flaw on my part. Like, basically, I'm like,
I will force you to sleep on this mattress. You need to suck it up.
We're not. It sounds so ridiculous now that I'm saying it out loud. Like, I literally told my husband, we're not switching mattresses until someone dirties the guest room sheets.
Well, it's funny because I think a lot of people can relate to this.
It's true. And actually happened. And then he was so excited. I can't remember. Somebody came into town or something.
And he's like, yes.
And he's like, all right, here we go. Time for the mattress switch. And then I'm like, God, I really am this neurotic. I really am this crazy.
Yeah, you are.
For like weeks, I told my husband we're not switching.
And I love that he just abides by this, though. Because couldn't he also go do it? Like, if he really wanted, he could switch, redo the beds. And he's not going to do that. And you told him that he can't.
I think that man has made a fucking bed since the day we moved in together.
Now, have you let him try?
True. I mean, like, some sort of feeble attempt would be nice. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. But no, you're right. It's the same way with, like, I told you the whole trick he did when we first started, like, when we moved in together, and he, like, tried to fold a towel and it looked like a origami project. And I'm like, well played. He's like, well, when is this not good? You know, you don't want to. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to help. And I'm like, fuck off. You're not trying to help. You're ruining shit, so you won't have to do it anymore. Like, let's be real. And it's a great strategy. And it has worked for him for our entire marriage.
Wow. At this point. I want to be Mike.
Seriously.
I want someone that just does all my shit.
I mean, I don't do all of it. Trust me, he's got plenty to deal with.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. It's a fair trade. So,
but I think anyone can relate, because
mattress talk.
If my guest room is all nice, and then Kelly will be like, "Oh, like wake up and he's not there." I'm like, "Where'd you go?" He's like, "Oh, I was snoring." I'm like, "No, you stepped in the guest bed.
Did you pull the sheets back? Like everything?
Right?
Did you use the whole
bedding? Yes." I'm like, "But my mom is coming in tomorrow or in 2 days. Now I got to go do all this stuff."
I know.
Don't sleep in the guest bed, husbands.
No.
Sleep on the floor.
Take your ass to the couch.
Go somewhere else. Not the guest bed, unless you're going to go wash those damn sheets and tuck them in and redo the bed.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on the guest bed.
Don't sleep on the guest bed. Okay, well.
Well.
This is off to a great start here. Okay, one more thing I did want to mention about the fair.
Uh-huh.
So we're such influencers.
Uh-huh.
That I got a DM after we posted, and one Josh Smith question for me, was it worth it? And I was like, as a matter of fact, it was. And would you like the hookup at the State Fair of Texas? And he and Claire went out, and we know, I mean, obviously Claire's been on the show, she's super adorable. And so it was funny when I texted, what's our dude's name?
Jack.
Jack, super sweet.
Yeah, Jack's the hookup.
I text Jack, and I'm like, hey, Josh Smith and his wife, Claire, are going to come to the, you know, want to come to the fair. Can you hook them up? And he's like, oh my gosh, absolutely. So I put them on a text string together. And I don't know if I texted this or just thought it, but I wanted Josh to like take note of like how many people recognized him and then how many people recognized Claire. Because Claire is like superstar influencer, whatever. Anyway, but they had a, apparently they had a great time and Jack took great care of them and ate all the things and did all the things and they had a blast.
I felt like
we were influencers.
You influenced Josh Smith to go to the fair.
I know.
I influenced you to go to the fair.
We're just all influencing each other.
We are.
So yeah, but we love the Smiths and they're also to support. We're going to talk a little bit about the Durrett Foundation event. They're supporting and
yay.
And are also another former guest, Maddie Seeger. And Corey are helping, and Tara Simeon just messaged me this morning. So I'm so grateful for my little baseball peeps. So glad Josh and Claire had a good time. They're super fun.
Me too.
Okay, we were going to talk about holidays are here. So yeah. Should we save some of this for like a news desk? Do we even have any news?
I was throwing some things on the news desk.
Did you throw things?
I threw on what's on your feed.
Okay, let's put a hook in Danny would be fun to talk about Halloween with.
Yeah.
Let's put a hook in that and save it for Danny because Danny's coming, going to join us a little bit later.
Yes.
Okay, the holidays are coming up though, as we know. Halloween, we're going to talk about that. Also Thanksgiving, and we did something really cool. We pre-ordered food for Thanksgiving. Okay, so I'm hosting this year. So usually when you host, like in our family, You're in charge of the meats.
Okay.
And so it's a huge thing. And I personally, if I'm hosting, I don't want to mess with the meats. It's too much of a dice roll, right? Like, what if you fuck up the turkey?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, nowhere's open on Thanksgiving and you're not going to know until Thanksgiving. Same way with a ham, all that kind of stuff. So, I heard that Brandon Hurtado of Hurtado Barbecue was offering pre-made, like, let me help you with Thanksgiving. And so I reached out to him and I'm like, Brandon, can we work something out? I would love to have some Hurtado fixins at my, not even fixins, the meats at Thanksgiving this year. And he's like, absolutely, let's do it. Like, he was at Disney with his family. And so Hurtado Barbecue, obviously the official barbecue of the Texas Rangers, they have a booth there. What do you call it? I mean, it's a restaurant.
Yeah,
whatever.
Like
at Globe Life Field. Their barbecue is so good.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, if I can get this taken care of, this will check this off my list. I'm so excited about it. His shit's going to be great.
Yeah.
And so he's blown up and got super huge and their stuff is amazing. So I ordered turkey, ham, and mac and cheese, because all the sides will come from my family members. So I ordered turkey, ham, mac and cheese. And so you can pre-order too. I ordered stuff for you as well. And so tell what you're doing, because you're going to the ranch.
Yeah, we're going to my parents' ranch out in Llano for Thanksgiving. And I didn't ask my mom if she would like me to just take all of the turkey stuff off of her plate.
Because you like what she does.
Because I like what she does. Yeah. And I feel like she likes it. Yeah. I feel like she likes making the turkey and stuff. And also because I looked at their menu and I was like, holy crap, I want some of this other stuff.
Yeah.
Because when we go to the ranch or you know, anywhere, but especially the ranch, like you try to kind of take a day and like you do a meal, or at least if I'm not doing it, I'll suggest it to my mom.
It's a great plan. You know, it would be really great. It's some kick-ass barbecue.
Yes, yes.
What do you think about that?
Drop the idea and run away. I'm really good at that. I'll see how long I can do that. But I thought maybe I would over-deliver this time and actually bring some barbecue. And I love Hurtado, like the barbecue there so much that when you said like, we're working with, I was like, I couldn't stop thinking about just the actual barbecue. So I'm getting I went and pulled it up, the El Capo.
Yep.
It feeds 6 to 8 people. 2 pounds of brisket, 2 pounds spare ribs, 2 pounds pulled pork, sausage links, birria tacos, which are what they used to have at the ballpark.
Yeah.
I think they switched it, but those are so good. And then 4 pint sides of whatever sides you want. So I did some beans and some corn, tater tot casserole, mac and cheese. And then I added on some beef ribs.
Good for you. Beef ribs are really good.
Beef ribs are amazing.
Yeah,
so
I'm excited
I'm
about
pick
the mac
that
and
up.
Cheese too. And yeah. I think that was probably, that was a little selfish. I was like, oh my gosh, I really want to try this mac and cheese because I've never had their mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but we're really excited to work with Brandon and the team over at Hurtado Barbecue. If you want to pre-order, it's limited. Like they only have so much meat. So if you want to get in on this action like we did, it's Hurtado Barbecue. No. HurtadoBBQ.com. You can get your pre-order in for Thanksgiving. I highly suggest it. Like just checking that off my list made me so incredibly happy. And I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to actually tell my family or if I'm going to pretend like I just, you know.
I think you should pretend.
They're not going to believe me.
No, they're not.
It's fine. But yeah, so shout out to Hurtado Barbecue. So excited about Thanksgiving and having my meats taken care of.
Yeah.
HurtadoBBQ.com.
Well, looks like they even have pies here on their menu, so they can get your Thanksgiving pies as well.
Absolutely.
Pretty awesome.
Okay, let's do a little sports scorching before we dive into our news desk and what's on your feed.
Cool. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and sports scorts this week are brought to us by our friends over at Tylock George Eye Care. Emily and I have both gone recently for our follow-up appointments after our surgeries. And they just take such good care of you at Tylock George Eye Care. And because you're going there for a surgery and some follow-ups, and then you have a couple appointments before the surgery, they kind of become like family in a way and really good friends. And we're so excited to be partnering with them here on The Mom Game. They offer custom lens replacement, and it is just one of the many life-changing options from the trusted ophthalmology experts at Tylock George. You saw a couple of them here on our show a few weeks ago. With the surgery, you can see your world clearly from long distance and up close. I got the LASIK surgery with Tylock, and I could not be more pleased with the results and just how it has honestly changed my life for the better. One less thing to worry about. You don't have to worry about your glasses, your prescription sunglasses, whatever it is. You can chunk all of those. Emily was able to chunk her readers with the surgery that she got from Tylock George. So it's not just LASIK. But if this sounds like you, if you have any sort of problem going on, vision problem, maybe you're around our age, maybe you're in your 30s, maybe your 40s, your 50s, whatever it is, there's probably something there that they can do to help. So just give them a call. Call Tylock George. Mention The Mom Game. You will get a special discount. If you call, you can also go online, www.tylock.com/TMG. That's our exclusive code. And they will know that you heard about them here on The Mom Game, and you will get that discount as well. So either call, go to the website, either one works.
Yeah, and I want to mention, so I just had an appointment with them because I wasn't seeing as clearly as I was right after the surgery, which seems weird.
Yeah.
And so they obviously were like, get in here, let's take a look and see what's going on. And it turns out my left eye is super dry. And so that's causing things me to not see it. It's not, I mean, listen, it's still great. I still don't have, I haven't used readers or anything like that. But they're like, we absolutely want to take care of this. We want you to see as clearly as you were seeing, you know, a week after surgery or whatever. And so they put me on some drops, and he said, worst case scenario, he said, if, you know, if we can't get rid of the dry eye, we can like basically do a laser that takes 30 seconds or whatever. But I do appreciate the fact that they're like, you know, it's not like, oh, you're okay, right, you got your surgery, see you later. I mean, they want to make sure that you're continuing to see the results that you want to see. And that I just thought it was so crazy. I was like, God, that's so weird that I could see so clearly. So it was so crisp. That's the best way I know to describe it. And so now that I've been using those drops, everything's starting to even back out again. So they're thorough, and they want to make sure that, you know, that you're doing well, and that, you know, that you have that 20/20, if not better, vision.
Yeah. So, and it's real fun to do that vision test when they're like, you're 2020.
I'm like, and then they're like, can you go one more down? And, you know, on like the letters. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't. And they're like,
try me.
2015. And I was like, boom.
Right.
So anyway.
So cool.
Yeah. So we love them. Thanks to you. Thanks you. Thanks you, Tylock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You. So sports, scorts, Cowboys bye week. It's play San Francisco next.
Yeah. Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Coming up, and that was a bad one to have to sit on for a long time.
Loss. Yeah.
So I guess, like, how are you going to come out of that? I don't know. The big Cowboys news is that Dak proposed on the golf course. Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Did he?
He was golfing with Sarah Jane. I think that's his fiance. You know, they have a baby.
Yes.
But they weren't married yet, and he proposed while they were golfing.
Okay.
Yeah. Cute. Which is cute. And I guess she was I don't know. No, she wasn't filming. Someone was recording it. So she put the whole video up on her TikTok or something. And then I saw it somehow. It resurfaced on my feed. But yeah, so congratulations to Dak. That's great. I also didn't realize how short, like, they're very different heights.
She's tiny.
She's tiny. Tiny, tiny cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what he used his bye week for, I guess, which is nice.
Absolutely.
Better than, I guess, Romo going to Cabo with Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
It's just to make the mama of your child your wife.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very noble.
Marry up that mama baby.
Yeah.
Baby mama.
The mama baby.
Whatever. Yeah, well, good. Blessings and good tidings to you.
From Emily.
From me. Thank you. Okay, so we'll see. I mean, not really a whole lot to say about them at this point. It's like, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah.
They're a week. Well, week-to-week proposition at this point. Bless them.
They very much are.
Stars, on the other hand, are just effing crushing it to start the season.
I think they've only lost
watching
one game
on Victory Plus?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I be honest? I haven't downloaded it yet.
Okay. Well,
but I feel like I especially need to now that I'm hearing all the flack from the Mavs shit. Like, because I want to, about just how great this Victory Plus is for Stars fans.
Yeah.
And kind of what and I don't want to call it a mess because I'm speaking out of turn because I really don't know exactly the setup for the Mavs, but I know enough to know I don't understand it. So anyway, but Victory Plus seems to be a huge hit.
Yeah, it is. All you have to do is download the app.
And you can download on your smart TV.
Yes, you can download on your
smart
TV and the app store.
Yeah.
The same way you would download anything. And you can do it on your phone too, which is nice because
because I've been so baseball playoff heavy and college football heavy but now that the World Series is set and it doesn't start till Friday, I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, what am I? So I need to do it. I need to do it.
Right. I know. Now. I mean, the Rangers were such a good placeholder for sports people.
Yeah.
To just have something that they knew they would be able to put on the TV. I've gotten to the point in TV world where I don't put anything on TV except for sports. Like, I've given up anything that, like, maybe deep down inside Julie really wanted to watch, like some sort of Emily in Paris or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all gone from my world. It's just sports.
Yeah. Well, I still do that.
Which is kind of sad.
Real Housewives.
Bless just me. When people go to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. When people go to sleep.
But yeah, the Stars are playing really well. Jamie Tyler leading the way. Jake Oettinger playing really well. He got a big old fatty contract to stay here for another 6 years, I believe it is. Which is great. He's a really good kid. He's awesome.
How old is he? 12 or 13.
He's 12 or 13, one or the other. Just got married too. And they're playing really well. I mean, everyone figured they'd have a really good team following up last season's run in the postseason, but they're looking even better, I think, than they were last season. So I think they've only lost like one game at this point. And if you're not tuned in to the Dallas Stars, make sure that you do, because if you want a team to watch that's going to be winning, then that's probably the safe bet right now, and get that Victory Plus app so that you can do it. Let's see. World Series. Ooh, we have a World Series set.
I know. Yankees, Dodgers.
New York and LA.
I know.
Who's pulling strings back in the MLB office?
They both deserve to be there.
I know, but isn't that what annoying people say?
Well, no, you have to. They're fucking elated that this has happened.
Yeah.
I mean, elated. And I mean, you're talking about two of the most storied and I mean, if not the two most storied. I mean, this is a dream matchup for Major League Baseball. I just want a good series, honestly. I don't really have a Dodgers tie. Yankees, Jose Trevino is still on that team. And I adore him. It is so very hard to pull for the Yankees.
I know. I'm not going to.
Well, and I'll tell you why. So my brother-in-law is a diehard Yankees fan, and he only texts me basically, and he's a diehard TCU fan. So like not the only time he texts me. I mean, we're very like, I love JJ. He's fantastic, but it'll always be like, you know, I won't have heard from him for like 2 months, and then he'll be like, sorry about your Red Raiders.
I was one of those.
Go Evil Empire, you know? And I'm like, shut up, you know? But he was sweet whenever the Rangers won the World Series last year. But it's just like, I feel like when you're talking about like bandwagon, and he's not a bandwagon friend, fan. He's from the Northeast. But anyway, I just feel like as far as bandwagon baseball fans, mm-hmm. like they don't get any bigger than the Yankees.
No.
I mean, it's a thing.
Yeah.
So, but I feel
the
like
Dodgers too, I think, over on that side of the country.
True. No,
you know
right.
how many Dodgers hats I saw in Hawaii?
True. Oh,
which is funny. I mean, I know it's kind of sort of it's close-ish.
It's
whatever.
Probably they just,
but
yeah.
It's no. just, I think the Dodgers and the Yankees, I mean, those are the two. If you don't know anything about baseball or say you're, you know, from yeah. another country, you're like, I want to get a baseball hat, American yeah. MLB hat. You're going Yankees or Dodgers.
Yep. No, you're right. Well, and it's, I'm excited about it because you've got Shohei Ohtani. You've got, you know, for the first time in the postseason, and you know he's just been crushing. You've got Juan Soto, like you have so many Aaron Judge, like so much star power that it's going to be really fun to watch. I hope, and that's all, I guess as a baseball fan, that's all I'm hoping for is like a really like I want to see a game seven.
Yeah,
I want to see a seven game series, and I want to see you know good pitching and great hitting. I just want to see it all. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Well, and, Clayton Kershaw is the Dodgers tie-in for anybody from here.
100%.
You know, not.
Is he playing though?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to look up, but I did see that he had a nice little quote kind of giving the Astros some shit recently. Someone asked him about like the best top of the lineups that he's faced, one and two hitters, that kind of thing. And he said, I'm trying to think of teams I pitched against, like the best teams leadoff wise. Altuve and Bregman were good, but they cheated. So that's not really the same. He said that like just a few days ago.
Shots fired.
Isn't that awesome? I know. So if you didn't like Clayton Kershaw already, now you yeah. can like him even more.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, it'll have all the eyeballs. It's good for the game.
Yeah,
all of that.
For sure.
So
yeah.
at this point, I do want to watch, and I do want to like make sure that Ryder's watching, my son's watching yeah. too. Because I mean, come on, there's nothing like the World Series.
I know, super fun. Okay, we did allude to it. We have us on our talking points. I feel like we need to discuss it just a little bit more with the Mavs TV.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
So the Mavs are about to start their season this yeah. week, and all I know is basically what I've heard on the radio or podcasts or whatever. And it just seems confusing. There's something about their app, but you have to pay for it. It's like $125. But then you can get an antenna if you don't have a smart TV, or if you do, I don't, it's
so
that's what I'm saying.
Them saying they're on like local television is
so
not
they are. They are on local television, but you have to have an antenna, I think, to get that particular station because it's over the air. I don't know.
Okay. I did see the name of the station because they said WFAA, Channel 8, blah, 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 when they made this big announcement. But yes. then the actual channel's not
right.
Channel 8, which why not?
It's another channel.
Right.
Because they can't take up their primetime programming on a Tuesday night when they're running Abbott
I guess
Elementary
that'd be
or
like,
whatever. You
yeah.
know what I mean? They can't do that. So anyway, basically I don't want to talk out of turn and be like, this okay. is terrible, but it's confusing. And that is for certain. It's mm-hmm. confusing on how you're going to be able to watch the Mavericks.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
And I did see where it was like the over the air channel was 70 something games or whatever. So it's
and then there's 12 like national exclusives.
12 national.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's, you know what? I'm probably in the group that like is going to get really annoyed by this when it comes time to watch. Like, I don't really know what's happening and I don't really know, but I know that I'm going to sit down one night.
Right.
Like, I'm ready to watch the Mavs. And
yes.
if it's not easy.
And then it's, yeah.
I might get a little annoyed.
And that's where we are. And that's a weird place to be. Like, it feels like, you know, with technology, it should make everything easier. But I think in a lot of ways, it's made everything a little more difficult and confusing.
Yeah. Too many options.
Too many options.
Yeah. But look to have a really good lineup.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
so
they look incredible.
We figure out how to watch them.
I mean, Luke, and you've got to watch Luca. Come on. Okay,
sure.
Let's get into our feed a little bit, brought to us by our social media friends at Audrey Dolan's Media. And we have been partnering with Audrey Dolan's Media for the last, I guess, month or so, a little bit over a month. We kind of reached out and said, we've done all we can do to grow our brand, the two of us. And we really wanted somebody to kind of help take us to another level. And this is what I always tell people, like, there's a reason why. I mean, like, there's a reason why. I mean, yes, anybody can do social media, but social media professionals, they're there for a reason.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I can't, you know, install a chandelier or whatever. I don't know why I even said that. But, you know, there's certain, because I don't know, I'm not trained to do that. But there are people out there who know you know, media strategies and all that kind of stuff for us to continue to get exposed to more eyeballs and continue to make this podcast happen, you know, for a long, long time. And so we reached out to her, or she reached out to us when we kind of put out that plea, and she's been fantastic. Her and her team are, they're constantly working for us, stuff we don't have time to do anymore. And it's taken a lot off of our plate. And I feel like the content and the things that they're doing for us has been so valuable and such high quality. And so we definitely endorse and highly recommend Audrey Dolan's Media. If you're looking to grow your brand personally as a business, whatever it is, the social media thing is not going away. This brand marketing is not going away.
Yeah. And it's like, gone are the days, I think, where you can just be like, oh, we'll have an intern do some posts. Mm-mm. Like, no, you need it to look good. You need it to look professional. You need to have frequency. You need to have a lot of it.
And what I love about them too, is they're like, you know, they incorporate our personalities into what they're doing for us. Mm-hmm. They realize that it's not, you know, if all of a sudden I just started putting out really polished shit on my social media, people would be like, and obviously someone's taking over your stuff because this is not you.
Yeah.
She's there. Her and her team are great. And we highly recommend them for whatever it is you're trying to do, you know, social media, brand marketing wise. So thank you to Audrey Dolan's Media. It is audreydolansmedia.com, correct?
Yep.
Okay. That's their website. Reach out to them on social media. If you want to,
AudreyDollins.com. Sorry. Too soon.
Yeah. Check that. AudreyDollins.com. She didn't even need a media. She just went straight Audrey.
Big Dollins. Time.
Not a girl.
Big time.
Okay. It is time for What's on Your Feed. And for this, we have brought in our friend Danny.
Yes. Producer Danny.
Hi, Producer Danny.
Morning, ladies. How are we?
Good. How are you?
We're good.
Got a lot of thoughts. A couple.
You do?
Hurtado.
Okay.
The best.
Amazing.
It's so good.
I know.
When we were at the Freak, were you up there when they brought the spread?
I might have been gone by then yet.
10 a.m. barbecue. Out on that. I ate enough to last me for like 2 days. It was so incredible.
Mm.
Like, it's so good.
I know. They're really, yeah. They've got it figured out.
Yeah. I had another thought.
It was about the mattresses.
No, it's not about, something else.
It's about Mavs TV.
I want to talk to you about a couple things.
Mavs TV.
Oh yeah, Mavs TV. So I got the antenna.
Okay.
Okay. Problem with that, you got to watch it live, unless you've got an old TiVo, you know, that you can run that feed through. So the antenna.
Callback.
Yeah, it's a digital TV antenna, and I got one that actually clips onto the top of the TV. It's a Philips. $27, and I tested it, and channel 29 comes in perfectly clear.
Okay.
It's the only channel I'd use it for, so it's the only one I care about. But the app, I believe, is available to like Mavs Insider subscribers. Basically, you just enter your email address and your...
Then you can get the app?
Yeah, you can get the app.
For free?
The app, to be able to have all the access, it's around $150.
Okay.
Or $130, somewhere around there. I can't remember the exact price.
Yeah.
But it's for the whole season.
Yeah. So if you...
Not including national feeds. Yeah.
So you're talking about $70 or 70 games, roughly.
They're about.
So you're talking about less than $2 a game.
Pretty much,
what you're looking at. Yeah. Okay, so my thing is, so did you have to get an antenna because you have a smart TV or because you don't have a smart TV?
I do have a smart TV, but I don't subscribe to a platform that has channel 29. Some of them do. I think DirecTV or whatever that streaming.
I have Spectrum.
I need to check. Yeah, check. Go to your Spectrum platform and just see if it's got channel 29.
Okay.
And if it does, you're gold.
Okay.
I'm probably just going to watch them all live. And if I need to catch up, there's workarounds.
Oh,
trust me. The last 2.5 years
you've survived
has been, I've said this on DZ on Dumb Zone, is like getting my laptop, going to some Russian weird, you know, offshore, whatever, illegal streaming site. And casting the games from my computer to my TV.
Has worked.
And that's worked fine. But it's a pain because you got to go through so many pop-up ads.
Yeah.
And it's either naked ladies or gambling.
Okay. So, now we're talking my language. Not the naked ladies, but the gambling.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of pop-up advertisements to try to get you to do bad things.
Well, it should just be easy.
Because they're like if you're jonesing so bad for this Mavericks
thing,
we bet you have an addictive personality and we're going to flash some boobs
yeah.
and slot machines and see what we can do.
Well, it's a real...
I bet they do well.
The problem was last spring when my mom from Western Massachusetts was in town and we wanted to watch Mavs Celtics because she's a huge New England sports fan. And the only way to watch it was to...
Go to
crackstreams.but or whatever you're watching it's called.
Naked Ladies.
So I've got to deal with these pop-up windows, and it's my, you know, my 74-year-old mother. And
every woman's the same. If something like that pops up, even if you have no control over it, it's, what are you watching?
Trust me.
I do it to my husband, too. I'm like, what is on your screen?
I didn't know. I know. Like,
okay, but I will say.
You're sleeping in the guest bedroom. No, you're not.
No, you're not. You can sleep on top of the guest bed with a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do y'all get, I get a lot of like. Bad DMs, like in my, they're in my junk or what's it called? The
for your Gmail or your
no, I well
what, your ex,
email
your...
and my no, I'm not. I hardly get on X anymore. Instagram, like in your hidden messages.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Those
there's
are,
so
yeah.
many like
yeah
the
that's
water
all it is
the water droplets and the eggplants and emojis and there's like 20 people on this chat.
Yeah,
and a lot of them I reckon. I mean, but it's obviously it's. Bots,
yeah, sure.
But it makes me so uncomfortable.
There is that for me. I do get a lot of beautiful, attractive, busty women wanting to follow me on Instagram.
Yeah,
and I know it's fake, but there's just that one second. It's like I still got it.
Hey, you know what? Go with that,
attracting AI women.
Go with
still yes. got it.
Hey, they thought enough of me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, they saw that you have an M next to the gender pretty on much. Whatever profile. No okay. offense.
A little bit of juice.
Okay. Okay. I want to ask you about, so Halloween is coming up, but I want to tell you all a story about what the exchange that happened between me and Henry. So keep in mind, Henry is like my nice child and I love Hattie so much, but like Hattie is, like her aunt calls her Queenie. Like it's just like, Hattie just, it's going to be a challenge. Trust me. But Henry is still got, he's 13 and he's still sweet. Like every once in a while he deviates, but he's really a sweet kid. Like he's my like lover and my hugger and cuddler and whatever. So the other day I was like, hey, are you dressing up for Halloween? Like you're 13. Like I didn't know. He is now using this as an excuse to get a different baseball player's jersey every year.
Smart.
Last year it was Ken Griffey Jr. Now he's obsessed with Lawrence Butler, who is an outfielder for the Oakland A's and is super sweet. And so he's like, I mean, I kind of thought I would dress up as Lawrence Butler. I'm like, oh, okay, sure you will, because you want me to buy you a jersey. So he's dressing up as Lawrence Butler. And I was like, oh,
you're buying him a jersey.
Yes. And so I said, I think I'm going to dress up. And he's like, oh, what are you going to be? And I was like, I'm going to be a sexy nurse. And he said, right after, like, no beats missed, Mom, I don't think you can pull that off. And I was like, okay, well.
Challenge accepted.
You
want
to fucking watch me? Because
no.
I'm about to order
no.
a sexy nurse costume.
You did not say the F word, I hope.
No.
I think I'm gonna go trick-or-treating in the Jones neighborhood this year.
And I was like, I'm offended. I could absolutely pull off a sexy nurse. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm arguing with my 13-year-old if I could be a sexy nurse for Halloween. Like, what am
I
doing?
The whole thing's weird.
But it's very weird. But this is the kind of relationship we have. This is the kind of mother I am. And so, sorry. Sorry to everyone, including my children.
Are you going to be a sexy nurse?
So there is part of me that really wants to just go get it and not go out of the house, but just come out of my room.
In the sluttiest.
Get the sexy nurse outfit and just see how, because it's hard for me to embarrass him. Like I can embarrass Hattie in a drop of a hat by saying skibbity or something.
Yeah.
Henry is like, eh. But if I walked out of my room.
Oh my God, can you imagine in front of his friends or something?
Well, I would never do it in front of his friends. But just to see his reaction, I've really contemplated like just being like, okay, let's go to the Halloween party.
Can you please order a sexy nurse costume?
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll use it for fun.
And get Mike to film his reaction.
Listen, my husband wants no part of me and my antics, but... He might actually get on board with this event.
I think he would.
Save that for later, honey.
Leave it on.
Your mom looks great. What are you talking about, kid? She's totally pulling this off.
That would be hilarious.
Actually, Mike might actually be more embarrassed than Henry would be.
Oh my God. Do y'all have any Halloween parties, like family? We have, it's like family.
It's called Sweetbriar. They have a, it's a street close to us, and they like shut down the street and have a big Halloween party. So
can you please wear your
sister? I am not. I will. That's where I draw the line. I will not go out in public.
Because there's something that just changes.
The fact that he said, I don't think you can pull that off, Mom, made me really sad.
Aww.
Like, what, you don't want, what do you mean?
I think that's good.
I know it is. You're right. It would be really weird if Henry was like, yeah, Mom, can't wait to get that sexy nurse costume.
Yeah, he had the right reaction.
But I think it was the you fact had the that he wrong. Was so quick. Like,
right. He's just trying to like burn you while he can. He's just getting a burn in.
But he is getting a burn. But also, too, when I think about myself, I honestly feel like I'm the sexy is, it's just same. Like, I feel like, you know, George Costanza and that when he did that photo shoot on Seinfeld and George Costanza's like doing that like boudoir shoot and he's like laying on the couch.
Yes.
That's what I feel like, trying to be sexy. Like,
I don't think he meant it the way
listen.
Look, you know that a mom is her son's, and it's your only boy, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The mom is the son's first true love.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't objectify you or see you as being linked to those images that he's he has access to whenever he wants, if he has a phone or is near a television.
Yeah.
So by him saying that, he's not saying that I don't think you're attractive, Mom, or there's no way you could pull that off. It's like, I don't really think of you that way, Mom.
Well, and praise Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the case. But no, you're right. I just thought it was a funny story.
Yeah.
And usually he's so cognizant of my feelings. Like, he's such a feeler that it surprised. I think that's what it just like surprised me that he said
Especially if he's an emotional kid. Yes. And definitely I think that's probably where that comes from.
Yeah. It was really funny. I thought I would share that. So
that is really funny.
And even if the sexy nurse costume does happen, no one will know about it except for my family, because I will not.
You won't post
it? I will not post me in a sexy nurse costume.
When you're with the Dumb Zone boys, see how big we can get a pot of money for Emily to to wear her sexy nurse costume.
The for the Do It For Dirt Foundation?
I don't know.
It'd probably be easier for us to just get some pot. In a pot of money.
Because I am going on the Dumb Zone later. I'm excited about
I know.
Okay, that's enough about the sexy nurse costume.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to talk about, it's early voting started.
It started yesterday, I believe, in certain polling stations.
It did.
I found mine.
What are we voting for? So I had a friend who posted.
Are we voting the president early?
Yeah, you can vote for everything.
Okay.
So a friend of mine.
I mean, totally knew what was going on.
Of course, obviously. So a friend of mine posted this and it cracked me up. And she had this picture of herself in like a, you know, American flag hat or something. I don't know, whatever. Stars and stripes, being super patriotic. And she was like, I'm so scared someone's actually going to win this election. I was like, it's terrifying.
I know. And it's the only outcome.
I know. It's just, I've established on this show, I feel like there's no party for me. I'm not a donkey. I'm not an elephant. There are elephant things I agree with. There are donkey things I agree with. But election season just sucks. You know, the political ads are insane. We're going to talk about those, especially Colin Allred and Ted Cruz. What is happening there?
Oh my gosh.
And then again, not endorsing or not endorsing anybody, but Trump talking about Arnold Palmer's penis. I just was like,
okay, tell me what happened here.
Okay, so he's in Pennsylvania for a rally, and that he was in the hometown of, I forget what town it was, but he's in the hometown of Arnold Palmer.
Latrobe.
Okay. And apparently Arnold Palmer was very well endowed. And he decided to share this with the audience at a rally.
After saying, I'm not going to share this.
He says, I refuse to say this, but when Arnold Palmer showered with other pros, they were like, oh, man, that's like.
They weren't talking about his calves.
Right. Yeah. No, but God bless him. He literally said, I mean, I feel like we're watching like this ridiculous story unfold on both sides.
Well,
on both sides.
Yeah.
But it's like, what this is what we've resorted. Like, this is what we have.
Honey,
this,
life is wrestling. That's what it is.
No, you're right.
It's wrestling. And you have your two teams. And people align with teams now. It's not about policy anymore. It's about owning the other winning. It's about owning the other side. And the fact that we even say side.
Right.
Like, you're committing to a team.
That's what I mean.
Regardless of who the members of your team are.
Right. You don't care.
So, like, I'm going to say, well, this, I mean, I'll get crushed or whatever. But, like, I don't believe in, my faith and what I believe is I don't agree with abortion. I don't condone abortion, but I feel like there are extenuating circumstances in which those things that comes into play. I don't feel like abortion is a black and white issue.
It's not. Most of these issues that are being run on are not black and white issues.
Right.
And this is a country. It's a gray area country. It's a melting pot of different beliefs and ideals.
And then I'll get hit from people that'll be like, you're a woman and you don't agree with a woman's right to choose. Well, I mean, there are circumstances where I'm like, I mean, late term, whatever. I don't want to get.
Yeah, it's not this or that. It makes it too difficult when you have to choose this or that.
Yeah, but I do feel like, when there is, when do you consider human life? All that kind of stuff. And so these are all things I consider and I think about. But, fiscally, I'm very conservative. Socially, I'm very liberal. And so there's really no place for me. You know what I mean? There's nothing for me to align with.
And it's hard to pick a candidate because you do have to kind of weigh. You've got your checklist, right? And you're not like everybody. Or a lot of people that commit to one or the other. You know, you admit I'm a progressive liberal when it comes to social issues and people's rights, but I'm also maybe fiscally conservative.
Yeah.
And you have, I guess, what people like yourself, and I kind of am in with you in a lot of that. Like, I could vote for a Republican if it was somebody who seemed like a human being or seemed authentic.
Yeah.
Because I don't disagree with a lot of the things that Republicans stand for at all. What you have to do is you get your checklist over here and your checklist over here, and the one that has one or more checklists, I guess that's who you're supposed to vote for.
Well, and then you prioritize, like, right, like what's important to you. Like, and for some people, like, a woman's right to choose is their number one issue. And so that's, here's the deal. That's your prerogative.
There's 300 million of us. That's different for everybody.
Right. But that's, I've gotten into this discussion. We have, Julie, like, on the whole donkey and elephant, like, how on earth can you, like, some people will just blindly be like, whatever the elephant policies are, that's what I agree with.
Right.
Whatever the donkey policies are, that's what I agree with.
Like, we've lost nuance.
What?
Like, yeah.
We've lost gray area. We've lost
all
nuance.
Of it? Right. And here's the deal. And we've talked about this before too. The way you view things, the way you believe, is based on your experiences in life, things you have experienced. I have had different life experiences than you. So that's why we're going to have different viewpoints on things. And why people can't understand that, I don't get it. Why on earth would you expect someone who grew up completely different than you to have the same beliefs as you and to vote the same as you and all these things?
Like, because they reduce it down and boil it down to what, like you said, the donkey and the elephant. You just root for the logo on the helmet. At some point, regardless of who's on your team or what they've done or what they stand
for. So exhausting.
And that's how you align.
It seems like people are too, like, there's a lot of people like you. Like, I fall into that
category. No, I feel like there are too.
You kind of do whatever. And what happens is it makes you just, like, apathetic to all of it. Like, that's how we all are. And that group's going to start growing more and more and more and more. And then people just won't vote, won't give a crap, won't whatever, and say, I'm just gonna go through life the best I can and hope for the best.
Well, like, to be honest, that's kind of where I'm like,
that's where
I'm
at.
About my four walls. Like, I'm worried about raising two children that aren't assholes. Like, basically, that's what my existence has boiled down to as far as that is concerned. Like, I'm just trying to make sure the two children that I am responsible, and my husband, obviously, for raising don't turn out to be.
And that they're safe.
Giant.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
that, the number that one safe. Is I want to die before my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's number one. Don't kill. I'm not going to. I'm going to do everything in my power to not kill my children.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
And then, like, it's a Emily great said, place to start.
Yeah. It's number one. And then beyond that is kind of, I think, what Emily is saying. And I agree with you. So the only solution is more wine.
And the
yeah.
only solution is more yeah. wine. Yep. And that's what we would vote for. The other thing with these political ads.
Okay. So, the ads
are out of control. In NFL games, college football games are a hotbed for them. If you're watching sports with your kid, which is what we do all weekend long with my 9-year-old son who is obsessed with sports, this is where I start to be like, okay, now you're infiltrating my house and my world with your BS, like whatever it is. And that's not even really how these people feel, but the party versus party thing is created, like you said, team versus team. And so these people on the ads are so mean. They say mean things. They're spewing hatred. They're also just like tossing up these hot button topics that I don't really want Ryder in the middle of trying to figure out if his fantasy football team is going to win to hear about, you know, transgender surgeries for kids.
Yeah.
Because then he looks at me, he's like, what's that all about, mean? Mom?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, or the abortion thing, all that in the middle of a football game. That's my biggest complaint. I'm like, can we not?
We had at my mom or friend's group chat, same thing. She, Tara, who's been on the show, was like, I'm not trying, I don't care, whatever. Right. But why do we have to do this in college football or wherever it is?
It's college football, and it's NFL.
Kids are asking questions about shit they're hearing on these ridiculous ads.
Right.
And the ads are so dumb.
They're so mean.
Like, who falls for these? Like, who believes these?
Right.
Dumb people. What? And old people.
Dumb people and old people. And that's a lot of
and I don't
vote.
Seriously.
A lot of the vote is dumb people and old people.
It's
going to
be us, though, someday. Are we going to be like that?
Just sitting there watching like the political ads and like shaking our fists.
That Ted Cruz and that Colin Allred. Like,
it's like when you have your blinders on and you think that all that's happening is what's on your television. It happened to my sweet grandma. Like, you know, whatever it is, you're just like, you walk in, you're like, hey, how are you doing? She's like, I can't believe what's going on overseas right now. Yeah. I'm like, but it's a beautiful day outside. Right. And
I know.
Like, let want to hang, you know.
I think a lot of older people, and we may or may not become these folks. My brother, who's 22 or 23 years older than me, believe it or not, he's always left the gate open for information. He knows more about tech than probably all three of us in this room combined exponentially. So he's always had it. He's kept
his mind open. I love that phrase, left the gate open for information.
Yeah, he's kind of left his mind open into his late 70s, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people that are similar in his age, they get to a point where life just becomes so much and so chaotic that they just shut the gate, and where they are right then with their belief system is the person that they tend to be until they leave this coil.
And that's the thing that surprises me more than anything is that so many people I know, like so many educated people I know, like you're smart. But you're just gonna be like, yeah, I mean, that's what I think and that's what everyone else should think. I mean, I don't know. Like,
I'm gonna argue about it on Facebook.
Just to have this like this arrogance that like I've got this figured out. Like, I know the way it should be. I know the way it shouldn't be. And you know, and it's like, no, you don't.
Nobody knows anything any real degree of certainty.
But the fact that people can't grasp that someone would think a certain way. Like I can understand like someone thinking totally different from me on a subject because their life experiences are different. Like they haven't, the way I feel and the way that I view things are absolutely 100% based on the experiences I've been through thus far in my life. And those things could change. They could change tomorrow if something happens to my kids or my family or me, whatever. That all can change. So to think that like, you're just born and then you're a donkey or an elephant and all that goes along with it to me is just so weird.
It is. And I think some folks have the level of insecurity to think that in changing your viewpoints, accepting different information, and maybe actually changing your position or your mind on something is a sign of weakness.
Yeah, no.
So they double down on things that instinctively they know are kind of don't really kind of chime with them, but it's easier to double down than it is to go, you know what? I was wrong about that.
God, but don't you feel
I think I'm going to change my mind on this moving forward.
But you know what? I'm at the age. Don't you feel like it's liberating to be like, yeah.
100%.
I mean, the same with sorry. Like, I used to hate saying sorry, and it's not fun. But it's like, there's something very liberating about being like, you know what? I fucked that up and I'm really sorry. And I'm owning it.
I think the opposite is true. I think it takes a lot more strength to be humble and apologize to someone and ask for forgiveness. And also admit that, you know what? And this is the way I did things in the past. That doesn't serve me anymore. I'm going to start looking at things this way.
Yeah.
And that may change too. We're human beings. We have the right to change our minds on whenever we want, on whomever we want, on any number of topics that we want. I think it takes more strength to be able to evolve and then maybe admit that you don't think the same way that you did 15 years ago.
Right.
So,
And it's like, I got into a debate with this has been several years ago, with a friend, and she was, you know, basically like, no, abortion, no. And I'm like, you're telling me, like, if your daughter got raped, you're by a drug dealer. Do you still feel the same?
I mean, God forbid,
right.
But it happens.
But it's like, but it's just like, no. And on one hand, I'm like, are you crazy? Like, there's no way. But then on the other hand, I also too, like for her, it's faith-based and I get that, but I also don't feel like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like there's, like I said, nothing is black and white.
Yep.
There is a lot of gray. And I just think that we've, like you said, let's just double down, dig our heels in and see what happens. And then whoever wins is going to, you know, be like, yeah, boom, roasted. Gotcha. You know, winning. And it's just like so gross. It's all of it.
So gross. I will say that my son, I was proud of him because he was like, I think I'm going to vote for so-and-so because I haven't seen them have any really mean ads about anybody else. You know, and I was like, I'm so glad that of good all this, you. That's what you're valuing.
Is Writers, not, school of voting.
That's all we talk about to them as kids is be kind. And then you're watching this game and these people are
that's like, so true.
It's, you know, it's ridiculous. So that was my biggest beef with it all. Is like, don't
what
put that stuff in a football
game. What a great takeaway from
Ryder,
though.
Isn't that good?
Kick-ass Ryder.
The most existential mom game, I think, that you guys have ever
I know.
We do it sometimes.
We do. Yeah. We do. And it's usually around this time when it's election time.
Yeah.
It's our second one. That's our second election.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've been through an election and a pandemic.
We've been through a lot here in the mom game, Danny.
Still kicking.
Still kicking.
And the gate's still open.
We've been through a few radio stations, too. That's why I'm glad I've had this.
Okay. Show title should be, what did you say?
I don't remember.
Oh, I wrote it down. Okay. We're on the same page.
Okay, good.
Show title.
No, I like it.
Working show title at this point is Don't Sleep on the Guest Bed, Leave the Gate Open.
See, she's so good.
Producing on the fly.
So good.
You know.
So good.
Okay, we need to get into TMG happenings.
Yeah, let's get into TMG happenings. This is brought to us by our friends over at Own Well, and right now is the time of year when you're probably getting that little mailer in your mailbox that's telling you that you owe $1 bajillion in property taxes. I know I just got mine, I think, last week. Own Well will help homeowners save on those property taxes. You don't have to spend hours filling that property tax appeal, preparing for an in-person hearing, and then losing that appeal anyways. All you have to do when you get this thing in your mailbox is go to ownwell.com. There's probably a little thing on the website where you can say where you heard about them, and we'd appreciate if you said the mom game, but we really just want our listeners to know that all you have to do is go to ownwell.com because they will fight that for you. And they have achieved a industry high 86% appeal win rate, an average savings of $1,148 for their customers. They have tax experts working on this that already have those deep county level relationships. So a lot of reasons why when they go to bat for you, they come out on top. And the best part to me is this is just one more thing that you're going to have to do. You know you can save money, but you're not sure how. You don't know what to do. All you have to do is just go to ownwell.com, enter your information, and they will go fight this for you. They have a 4.7 out of 5 Google review rating and an A+ accreditation on Better Business Bureau. They do all the work for you while you sit back, drink your wine, whatever it is that you want to do, and watch those savings roll in. It's ownwell.com.
Yay, Ownwell.
Yes, and some fun things going on.
Yeah, we do have some fun things going on. I want to talk about the Do It For Dirt event coming up on November 8th, which is just a couple weeks away. We have golf at Grapevine Golf Club and then a concert by our friend Josh Abbott and the Josh Abbott Band at Texas Live. We are still in need of golfers. party goers, concert goers, sponsors, anything you can do to help this wonderful foundation that I am so honored to be a part of. I would so appreciate it. It's going to be so much fun. Our live and silent auction is going to be ridiculous. Sweet Maddie and Corey Seager, 4 tickets to a game, batting practice, meet and greet with Corey. Same thing with Josh Smith. Tara Simeon is putting together a Marcus Simeon basket with like all of a bunch of stuff awesome. From him. So, so thankful. I mean, we've got trips, we've got, you know, experiences, so much cool stuff. That the big stuff is going to be in the live auction. So you need to be there. When I tell you like the stuff we have autographed and signed, like the baseball world is, you know, has been so supportive of us since we started 10 years ago. And so it's our 10th anniversary. We're our kind of tagline is a decade of giving. We've raised $2.5 million, helped over 250 families, and we're so proud of it. Every single penny raised, every single penny goes straight to families. None of it. We don't have any overhead costs. We are all, you know, man, sweat, blood, tears, hours, all on a volunteer basis to make this thing go. And we're so, you know, honored to continue Richard's legacy. And it's just a great foundation. It's a great event. And we're super, super excited about it. But we need your help. So holler at your, just, I'm not even going to give you all the websites. Just reach out to me on Instagram, on Facebook, whatever. Shoot me a DM, shoot us, whatever. Let me know if you want more information about it. If you want to go to the concert, if you want to play golf, if you want to sponsor, if your business wants to sponsor, please, please, please let me know.
Can you do the silent auction without being there?
You can do the silent auction without being there.
Okay.
And it's going to be lit.
Oh yeah. So there's like a link.
Yes. Guess, and we'll post the link
on the website.
Maybe. That's coming on Friday. I think it goes live this week.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Cause I know that's something I love. I love looking at silent auctions for things, even if I can't actually be at the event. So, just another way that you can help if you have a child that maybe would freak out over some of those sports things that Emily is talking about.
Absolutely,
just in time for Christmas. Exactly. One more thing going on. This is this coming Sunday out at Globe Life Field. They are hosting their first ever Halloween festival. So this is kind of like the Family Fun Day event that I've been out to, that Adam's been out to on our Mom Game team, and we've posted about. But it's like a Halloween version of it. And it sounds super fun. You can wear your costumes. This is for the whole family. In fact, it is targeted to kids. You can go, I guess, if you don't have kids, if you want. But if you do have kids, this is a slam dunk for you. There's trick-or-treat stations, face painting, yard games, and more. And it is all on the same field that the World Series champion Texas Rangers play on. Tickets just $25 for adults, $15 for kids ages 4 through 14. It is free if you have a child that is 3 or younger. And when you are checking out, you use the code SPOOKY in all caps at globelifefield.com/Halloween to get your tickets. Again, that is globelifefield.com/Halloween to get your tickets. Use the code SPOOKY for an exclusive discount offer. And I know that we had so much fun at the Family Field Day. I'm trying to see if we can pull this one off too, to go, because my kids are just in that zone, like that age where this kind of stuff is so fun.
Perfect.
And it makes you feel good. Like when you do one of those things as a mom, you're like, I'm killing it.
Are you going to wear a sexy nurse costume?
No, I never. I'm not the one that ever said I was ever going to wear
a
sexy nurse costume.
You're right.
One more thing going on, and a good friend of mine is involved with this charity. This is the Grace Longcar Foundation, and it is all about mental health is their mission. They are making strides for mental health with an event that is coming up, and it sounds really fun. It's a barrel race. It's going on November 2nd and 3rd, and it is out at the 4M Equine Ranch in Decatur, Texas. But one of the things that they need is volunteers. So if you have a kid and maybe they need some volunteer hours, this is a fun little thing that they can do. They need kids to help with the Kid Corral, which is arts and crafts, parking, greeting guests, selling raffle tickets. You do get the volunteer hours for this. You can watch a fun event. You can hang out with those gorgeous horses, and you do get a t-shirt as well. If you have a child that might be interested in volunteering in this event, which raises money for the Grace Longcar Foundation and mental health, reach out to Jennifer Eckert. It is J Eckert, E-C-K-E-R-T at gracelongcarfoundation.org. And they will send you all of the details. And we on the Mom Game are hoping that this event is a smashing success because it's a wonderful mission for the Grace Longcar Foundation. And who doesn't need their teenage kids to go volunteer and do something good?
Seriously.
On a weekend.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, this was fun.
I know. Always.
I loved having Danny come and join us.
It's great.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty cool. So yeah, happy early voting, everyone.
Happy early voting.
Follow us for more political tips.
Should that be the title?
Happy early voting. See how many... be like, what in the hell actually
What are happened? These girls up to?
Wait a minute. What are they doing? That could pique quite the interest. Be like, wait, they're talking politics. Here we go.
Right? Hey, we could use the clicks. Tune in this week to see who Emily's voting for.
Yes. Who does Emily endorse for president?
Yeah.
None of the above. Okay, what do we have next week? So we were going to have Golden Chick come in this week, but he was not feeling well. But they're bringing us like...
They're bringing wings. We're going to have a hot wing challenge.
I know. I'm so excited.
I bet I could beat you. I could probably eat the hottest wing.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. Well, we'll see about that.
I'm glad it's not this week because I have a canker sore.
You're so dumb. You talked all that trash and then you got a fucking canker sore. What's wrong with you? Who calls it a canker sore? Anyway.
What do you call it?
A cold sore?
Yeah. Am I the only one that says canker sore?
Who says canker?
I say canker.
It's such a weird word.
It is. I have no idea what it means, but it's a canker sore.
Cold sore.
So I'm glad that we're not eating our spicy
wings. I was
going to
go down another road, but I'm
glad you didn't. Let's just wrap this bitch.
Yeah, we need to wrap it, but I can put a hook in it and see if I have the courage to talk about it next week.
Okay, I'm putting it on our tackle box.
Butt stuff.
Whoa. Okay, for next week, Emily's going to dive into butt stuff.
Let's go. Do we have a guest next week?
I don't know.
The schedule? I don't have my computer out. Okay, hold on, because we really need to tease this, because I bet our audience right now is just thinking like,
I think they're all tuning in. Oh, Billy Joe Jones.
Oh, that's right. I'm sure they're all like, these girls are killing it. I can't wait to see what's happening next week.
Are we going to talk about butt stuff before or after our guest?
Definitely not with the guest.
Billy Joe Jones, she's adorable. She's a country singer.
Yeah.
She
sang the national anthem at the last home game of the regular season.
Yes.
For the Rangers. She's super adorable.
She's one of those that you think probably doesn't have too long before their big household name. Yeah. She's going to be joining us.
Okay, good. I'm excited. Okay, I've got a piece, so we should go.
Me too.
Okay.
All right.
Do it for episode 241.
Yes. That's it.
Mom Game Out.
Mom Game Out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.